Good morning, everyone. Thank you for tuning in this morning. I hope you've had a good week so far. I just wanted to talk a little bit today about positive thinking. As I've previously said, thoughts arise from the moment we wake. Thoughts will arise. And we have no control over the thoughts that bubble in our subconscious continuously. The intellectual mind, the clever mind, will often unrecognized by us pick up on one of these thoughts that are arising and make a story out of it based on previous experience and projections of the future and so on, but make a story out of these thoughts. And obviously positive thinking is beneficial because our thoughts are conditioned by the way that we think, and if we have a positive perspective on the world, the quality of the thoughts that we become aware of will become more positive. There are certain traps, though, just to be aware of with positive thinking. I have to say positive thinking is so much better than negative thinking, but just to be aware of positive thinking now. Any time that you are not truly being yourself, comfortable with yourself, you set up a little resistance in the background. And if you're actually making an effort to be a positive thinker, that will set up a subtle resistance, and that subtle resistance is the potential foundation for sadness and suffering. So an example of this is when you want to impress someone on a date or an employer and so on, and you pretend to be someone that you're not. It takes an effort, and you can often perceive this if you're sensitive enough. You can often perceive a slight resistance from not being yourself. Anytime you just I say this all the time, you just have to be yourself. If you're not yourself, if you're pretending to be someone that you're not, then that will set up a resistance, which if you're just quiet enough, you will be able to perceive in your body. It's like a vibration, a subtle vibration in the body. That's what I mean by a resistance. It's a subtle vibration. The other trap of positive thinking is it takes you away from the present moment, and I always say that peace is always there to be found in the present moment. Yes, I mean, in the context, we can all, I hope that we have an end to the lockdown soon. I'm positive that we will. I'm hoping it's an appropriate time, and hopes for a vaccine and so on. It's okay, and just as long as you don't attach a story to it and it doesn't become a focus for your attention. It's all right for these things to arise. These thoughts will arise, and it's okay. But positive thinking and projecting a happy future is not being yourself. It's taking you away from the present moment of being in your being to something which is in the realm of imagination. Any thoughts about a projected future have no basis in reality. Just, it's an obvious fact. Nobody can predict the future, and recent events have taught us that. And just positive thinking about a positive future just takes you away from the peace that is there right here in your being now. So I just want you to take a few deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. Leave any thoughts of the future, what you have to do, aside for the next few minutes. And just be aware of your environment around you. You can have your eyes open or you can have them closed. Whatever you're comfortable with. Don't put your attention on any one object in your field of vision if you do have your eyes open, but just try to just soften the focus so it encompasses everything in your field of vision without giving your attention to anything. Allow any sounds to arise. Allow any thoughts to arise. The sounds that are heard externally and the thoughts that are heard internally see how they arise in the same space of consciousness, the same field of consciousness. There's no separation from the sights that you can see and the sounds that you can hear. Just the mind that makes divisions of them. Just one seamless experience. Like you cannot appreciate the taste of food without the sense of smell. The mind divides the senses, divides its perception of the world into the senses, taste, smell, but flavor is one seamless experience. You could argue that the appearance of the food, the sounds that it makes, all part of that one seamless experience. The mind that divides our seamless experience of the world organizes it. But if you just give your attention to the present moment, you'll see how it's just one perfect, seamless whole. The present moment doesn't need anything to make it more full. It's complete as it is. We don't need to add anything to our experience right now. It's complete, it's seamless, it's full in the present moment. In the now. Thoughts will continue to arise over the course of the day, but we've been given a beautiful gift called attention. And it's up to us whether we decide to give attention to our thoughts. There's often, in some people, there can be an addiction to negative thinking. Same thing can occur with positive thinking. Both can be equally detrimental. So if you want to practice anything, practice gratitude rather than positive thinking. Gratitude for this present moment, for what you have, the people you have around you, the love around you, the happiness that enters your day throughout the day. Gratitude, I can assure you, is infinitely more powerful than positive thinking. In the words of the poet Rumi, if you wear your gratitude as a shield, it will feed every corner of your life. That is my experiential understanding, and that's all I talk about. I don't talk about other people's experiences. The reason that I am so passionate about teaching meditation is the benefits that I've had personally, and I want as many people around the world to have the same benefits. So if you want to practice anything, practice gratitude. And remember to ask yourself the question, am I aware? And just bring yourself back to the present moment, the experience of being aware. Because that's where peace lies. I hope everyone has a lovely weekend, and I hope to see you on Monday.